The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, yesterday we had Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie with us talking about campsite holidays, which a lot of you didn't seem to go for, not particularly keen on it in the Irish weather for the summer. But what about the availability of hotels? Hotels which may be more expensive, but is there good value to be had and is there availability in July and August, in the summer in particular, assuming, of course, that we're released from lockdown by then? Sarah, thanks for coming back to us. Is there much available at this stage in hotels for the summer?
There is, Matt. There's lots of availability in hotels. No issue getting hotel rooms at the moment. It's certainly, I think, the campsites and the self-catering were the first to go. And hotels availability. In fact, the Irish Hotels Federation, there's something I was reading there on RTE yesterday. They said that only 20% of their hotels are sold for this, or 20% room capacity is sold for the summer months, which I was surprised at how low it actually was. Now, I'm sure if you were to ask people on the West Coast, you know, in Clare and Galway, the percentage would be higher compared to, say, Dublin hotels. But still, there is plenty of availability there, so people don't need to panic on the hotel front.
Okay, but for what sort of duration of holidays? Because if you were to look, say, for an Irish hotel holiday as an alternative to a foreign hotel holiday, I'd imagine that the cost for 2 weeks could almost be prohibitive, would it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm finding what most people are booking through my site are interested in seem to be like short breaks, three-night stays, families, maybe even two-night stays for couples. And depending on where they're going to, you know, places like Donegal, you know, they might stay a little bit longer. You know, it's a further travel distance and maybe a lot more to see, whereas places closer to home, some people are just doing one or two-night stays. And a lot of people are talking about doing a few different trips, so a few different short breaks. That seems to be the most popular. I don't imagine many people will book in for, well, certainly not 2 weeks. Even a week seems quite long, probably, in the one hotel, unless you have like a lodge or something like that on the ground.
Yeah, and plenty of things to do as well, because if you do go online, is it better to actually go online to book hotels or to actually ring up and start negotiating on price and maybe getting extra things thrown in?
It depends, really. I mean, I have obviously all the prices researched in various posts, but I think if you're, and it's quite easy to book it that way, but if, for instance, you have a family of five and you want to add on another child, or if you're looking for a deal with meals included, so say evening meal included or an activity break, then I would say, yeah, definitely go onto the hotel website directly. But it depends, I suppose, as well. If you know exactly what you want, if you know exactly what hotel you want, yeah, absolutely contact the hotel. But sometimes it can be easier to search, you know, by county, for instance, and you'll see lots of different hotels come up on various websites like booking.com or my own, obviously. But, you know, so it depends on if you know what you want. Yeah, absolutely. I would say call the hotel or check the whole hotel website. If not, maybe, you know, other websites can be easier, just more convenient to search on.
Okay. What about going north? I mean, this is an interesting one, maybe to go into the six counties, assuming that they're all vaccinated by that stage and that they're welcoming of people from the south. Could there be good deals by travelling north of the border?
I've just been having this discussion with somebody actually today, because I wonder whether if they're vaccinated before us, will we all want to go north on our holidays, and will they want us coming up? That's the other thing. Certainly, there's some really good value to be had up there. I'm a big fan of the Causeway Coast, love the coastline, and there's so much to do. In fact, one of the deals I picked out today was for Belfast, because it was available over our August bank holiday weekend, because obviously different bank holidays, it tends to suit. So whereas you may not get the same kind of value for a bank holiday weekend, say, in the south. So, yeah, I think definitely the north will be popular this summer. We just need to wait. I think they're due to be obviously vaccinated more before us. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But I suppose whatever you book or whatever you're looking at, just make sure you have the free cancellation policy in place. So you're not, if you are putting down a deposit, that it's fully refundable. So, but, you know, you don't need to worry about it. Now, in fairness, most hotels have that in place anyway.
Okay, you have a lot of recommendations on the travelexpert.ie website that people can go to for three-night stays in July and August. But just tell me a little bit more about the things that you would be looking for in a trip. And how important is it, do you think, to have meals added in? Or are you better off giving yourself the flexibility to go and have meals elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose personally, I mean, I love to eat out, and it's been so long since we've, you know, eaten in restaurants that I think, you know, it might be nice to have. I know one of the deals I have today, for instance, is in the Riverside Park Hotel in Wexford, and they have a nice family break where they have a meal one night of your stay included, and then you can dine out the other two nights. So sometimes it's nice to get things like that. Or I know a lot of hotels are being really creative now. They have a lot of extra sort of room service. So, you know, you can either order in from local restaurants. They're teaming up with takeaway boxes and stuff like that to get delivered to your room. So just to sort of alleviate the pressure on the restaurants. But I mean, just from going away last summer, I know that, I mean, I was on two staycations last summer when we were allowed travel, and I ate in the hotel one night. We had other restaurants booked, but you just need it, depending on whether it's going to be outdoor dining again or whether there's going to be limits on the time you can dine, whether it'll be an hour and a half or, you know, I suppose we don't know a lot of that yet. So certainly if you can get a meal included, you know, that's great, all the better. But I think people will want to maybe discover and eat in a few different places if they can. So maybe a combination of both is a good idea.
And then the standards of what is available in Irish hotels, how have they improved when it comes to things like leisure centres and spas as well? Although, again, you wonder, will treatments be available during the summer because of social distancing requirements if you do book in somewhere?
Well, last summer, now they certainly were. They were restrictive, and the same with the swimming pool times. You know, you had to book your times in advance, and you had like 45 minute slots. But the most of the pools and spas were open. So maybe not all treatments were available, but certainly the hotels I went to last summer, they were. But it was, you know, as I said, there was restrictions in place. All of the hotel deals I picked today have swimming pools on site, and I think that the facilities that are available now, the hotel, I mean, I suppose as well, they've been closed down for so long. A lot of the hotels have adapted. They've, you know, brought out more interconnecting rooms, larger family rooms, extra outdoor activity based. Like, so instead of having kids clubs in a playroom inside, they have some activities planned for outside. So, you know, they have adapted a lot. And I mean, gone are the days where you're squashed into a hotel room and all the kids were in the one bed, you know.
Well, you've just brought up the topic that I wanted to talk to you about, because certainly having had experience of that with five children on holidays here in Ireland, how much better have hotels become for family-sized rooms, for camp beds, for interconnecting rooms to allow a family, if they could afford, to spread out over a number of rooms?
Well, funny, I got asked so many times in January for people looking for large family rooms, so I decided to write an article on it. Now, I thought I'd find like 20 or 30 hotels, but like I had to stop at 50, and there was more. You know, there were so many family-friendly hotels that actually had large rooms. I was really surprised, because now a lot of the times you look on the website, it might say rooms for two adults and two kids, but most of them, if you ring up, you can add in another child. But there was also larger rooms that catered for six and seven. I mean, the Diamond Coast Hotel in Sligo, I think, yeah. They have rooms that hold eight, you know. So, like, there's a lot of rooms that are actually really, really spacious out there. The Riverside Hotel in Wexford have a really great system in their family rooms. Again, they'll sleep up to six, where they have like a dividing wall in the centre of the room. I'm not describing that right, but like it's just like it doesn't block the whole room off. But on one side of the wall, there's a TV for the adults in front of their double bed. And on the other side of the wall, there's individual TVs with headsets for the kids, all beside each bed. Like, so the hotels have got really imaginative, and I suppose we're so used to traveling abroad, you know, we forget what's right here in our doorstep. And I think if you actually look, you'd be surprised at some of the facilities that are available and some of the spacious rooms that you can actually get.
Okay, but then price. That's the last thing I want to ask you about Sarah Slattery, because I know that lots of people have complained that 3 days in a hotel in Ireland could be like the cost of 2 weeks in continental Europe. Now, maybe you won't be able to go to continental Europe, so the comparison doesn't necessarily, but some people do find it all very expensive. Are there good prices been made available at present?
Yeah, I mean, I think they are. I know we all tend to compare like with like, but I suppose, you know, with everything here, you know, our cost of living, staff, meals, everything, you know, it's not that the hotels are deliberately trying to rip people off. I mean, they're covering their overheads and they're covering, you know, it's just that the cost of living here is obviously dearer than it is in Spain or Portugal. So I think sometimes we're not really comparing like with that. But yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. If you were to book a 2 week holiday in Ireland, it would cost a lot more than it would in Spain or Portugal. But I think most people are going to book probably three night stays. Couples may book less. So I think that some of the deals are quite good value. I mean, looking at a family hotel stay there, you're in or around kind of €400 for a three-night stay in July and August in Vienna, Glamorgan in Clare, or the Riverside in Wexford, or the West Lodge in Bantry in Cork. So they're kind of the 3-4 star price range. Now, you can go up, like if you're looking at something like the New Park Hotel in Kilkenny, which would be probably one of the best hotels in Ireland for families. I mean, they have a wildlife park, they've go-karting, there's everything there for kids. I mean, you could be looking at €700 for a three-night stay there in a family room. So it really, I suppose the prices would range from about €400, I'd say, for a three-night up to about €700, depending on what sort of standard you're looking for. Obviously, if you want 5-star, you'll pay more. If you're looking for suites, or you know, you'll pay more. But really good values for couples as well. Like a 3-night stay in a 4-star hotel for couples is about €200 per person, which I think is great. And that's the Briefy House Hotel in Mayo. I've stayed there myself. And looking at the Savoy Hotel in Limerick, it's a 5-star. That's €223 for a 3-night stay. I think the prices are quite good.
Well, I'll put that out to listeners and see what they think in relation to that. And also, of course, the website is thetravelexpert.ie. Sarah Slattery, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word at Today FM. And come back to us tomorrow as well, please, because I know that you have also been looking at some of the far more expensive, luxurious end breaks as well that some people like to pamper themselves with.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.